What This First Corinthians Verse Means for Men by Sean McAvoy. Today's Bible verse is 1 Corinthians 16:13-14. Be on your guard. Stand firm in faith. Be men of courage. Be strong. Do everything in love. Today's verse hangs on a board on the wall of my son. But years ago, long before my son was even an inkling, I came across that verse as I was sending my own father one of many letters I composed over the years to share with him the importance of salvation and the value of life in Christ. My sister, mother, and I came to know the Lord in 1980, but it took another 17 years, 7 months, and 26 days worth of praying, heart softening, and brokenness for Dan McAvoy to surrender. And it wasn't the letter or the above verse that pushed him into it. No, this letter I was writing simply to tell him how blessed I was to have begun dating a woman, who eventually became my wife, for whom faith came first, and I was giving God all the glory and credit and all that good stuff, and probably telling him how God delights in blessing those who trust in him. With the letter, I enclosed a quick and dirty page of graphic clip art involving the aforementioned verse from Corinthians in some fancy font, with a picture of a sailboat, kind of as a visual aid to my father, indicating, I suppose, what it was like for the man of God to live in this world under the captaincy of Christ. Well, so, after he died in 2001, I found that letter and piece of art in my father's desk, looking as if it had been read and glanced at often. Something in me knew then that if I were ever to have a son, I'd commit to raising him to manhood under these same 5 principles. Be on your guard. Be ready. Be alert. Expect God to be involved. Expect Satan to attack. Let the wonder of creation still catch your eye. Stand firm in faith. Be unmoved because you know intimately that of which you believe. Become biblically literate. Be a man of courage. Fear is not from God, so go your way boldly. The worst that can happen, even death, still ends in victory and glory for the Christian. Be strong, physically, yes, let's take care of ourselves and present our bodies as holy. But remember that the Lord is the strength of the strong, and that when I am weak, then I am strong. Do everything in love. Here's your motivation. Because he that doesn't love doesn't know God, and the world shall know you by your love. So when Jordan was born, and we had the dedication service at our church, that's the verse we selected to have read. When he was about 2.5, he started reciting it by memory and making up arm and hand motions to go with it. We call it our man creed. But here's the secret. These couple verses from the closing of Paul's first letter to Corinth aren't first and foremost for Jordan. They're for me. When I first realized that, it caught me, ironically enough, off my guard. I had been more than happy to tell my own father how to be a man, and I was perfectly willing to raise my son to be one according to the word. How, I wonder, did I intend to do so without living out the credo, making it my own? The commentary, critical and explanatory on the whole Bible, comments upon the 1 Corinthians passage thusly, Paul shows that they ought to make their hopes of salvation to depend not on Apollos or any other teacher, that it rests with themselves. Yes, and on how I am willing to live, or better, whether I am willing to let my life be of greater worth than my words. I don't know about the other guys out there, but it definitely helps me to have something to live by, to recite, to write on my heart, ponder the meaning of, and connect to other scriptures as I strive to be a man after God's own heart. And it doesn't hurt that this creed I now try to follow is affecting its 3rd generation in my family. Intersecting faith and life. Allow me to recommend teaching your child, no matter how young, to recite Bible verses that reflect who they are and can be in Christ and make it real in their lives. While you're doing it, be on your guard. One of them may just become your own credo.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. God invites us to cultivate thankful hearts by turning our eyes toward Him in good times and bad. To listen to more Abide Christian Meditations, just go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Christian Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.